All clear. We'll move on.
Wait.
Please.
Something that I would like to point out is that it says, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not in the flesh. And it also says you are not under the law. And in Romans, it says, the law brought sin to life in me. I wouldn't have known to covet if the law said, do not covet. If we are in the Spirit, the law has no effect on us. So the law can't tell us don't covet, and we covet because of it. And so on.
Question about verse 18. Is this concept being led by the Spirit, is that all believers that are led by the Spirit? So all believers are not under the law, or is it a practical thing that we are supposed to be led by the Spirit?
It's a very good question, Danny.
Yeah. I think it's very clear. It is to my mind that there have been many times in my life that I was not led by the Spirit of God. It didn't make me unsaved. No, it didn't make me unsaved. It is my privilege to be led by the Spirit of God. It is your God-given privilege as a Christian for a divine person living in you to give you direction, to give you understanding. That's our privilege as Christians. Now, the Galatians is the really wonderful example. Were they saved? Were they saved?
Yes.
They were saved. Were they being led by the Spirit?
No.
No. So there's the answer to the question. They had gone back to a law that could only manifest. Remember again, the law was for the flesh. The law is never for the new man. The law applies to the old man. The law reveals what is in the heart. Now, I'm a Christian. I have life in Christ, but I still have an old nature. It's still there. If I go back to the law is going to do what? It's going to condemn me. It's going to make me feel miserable. It's going to lead me backwards in my Christian life. It's going to say, Chuck, you've sinned, and there is no remedy. There's nothing you can do. You broke one point, you broke it all. That's the way the law works. Remember again, the law is not made for the Christian. It's not my standard. Who is my standard?
The Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus is my standard. He's my object. I'm running the race here on earth. I'm running to heaven where he is. And my heart is occupied with him. Go ahead. We're not clear yet, I don't think.
Okay, no. So based off that, does that mean a Christian can be under the law?
Excuse me?
Based off that, so a Christian can be at times not led by the Spirit?
He can put himself under the principle of the law easily. Mm-hmm. I got a rule book. It's what we had yesterday. I've got a rule book. I should do this. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this. That principle is the principle of the law. Remember what the principle the Christian is under? That he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. My whole motivation in my life as a Christian is not to keep certain things, but it is, as my testimony here, to please the Lord Jesus in every aspect of my life. If I were to try to write a law for everything that I'm to please him in, I'd have a book this long, wouldn't I? It all comes back to this. The work that the law could not do and produce in a believer, Christ produces by the Spirit of God.
Let me underline that. I pay attention here. Listen to me. I want you to write that down. Every believer in the Lord Jesus is sealed by the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14. Everyone. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14. Tell me everyone, every believer in the Lord Jesus, you believed, you're sealed. Everyone gets that. It's a mark of ownership. Then his question is every believer led by the Holy Spirit? So you are saved now. You are sealed by the Spirit of God. And yesterday we talked about quenching the Spirit, grieving the Spirit. If you didn't pay attention, listen to the recording again and you will get it. But now being led by the Spirit. Danny, I have a question for you. Was Peter a saved person?
Yes.
The Apostle Peter.
Yes.
Was he sealed by the Spirit of God?
He was.
In chapter 2, when he start staying away from the Gentile, eating with the Jews, keeping himself under the law. Was he led by the Spirit of God?
No.
Clear?
You're saying how the law does not please God by following it, so how do you please God?
The law was given by God to show a Jew, especially, his need of a Savior. That's why, see, you remember again, the nation of Israel said to the God of glory, all that you have said, we're going to do it. God knew their heart, and they didn't. They didn't know their own heart. They would never, ever have expressed such a thing. So he gave them these minimum 10 commands. Number one, they could not give life. Number two, they had no provision in them for failure. All they could do was to say to a man, you have need of something else. Now, the other day, we ended the reading by seeing that to a Jewish person, Paul says we, the law was our schoolmaster. When it did its work, what would it do? It would bring them to Christ. How do I please Christ? I look in this book. The law is full of, the word is full of commands for the New Testament believer. There's all kinds of things in here. And this is how I please him. I keep his word. I walk in communion with him. I say, Lord, what will you have me to do? And he shows me. Lord, should I go up? Should I go down? Should I go here? Should I go there? He will show me what is pleasing to him. Maybe somebody else can help us more.
A young person, help me, help him to answer that question. How do you please the Lord? You guys tell me.
Well, we know that fulfilling the lust of the flesh would not be pleasing to the Lord, and that's verses 19 and 20 and 21. But then, as it says in verse 16, if we walk in the Spirit, then we, it doesn't, like, it says, speaks of walking in the Spirit, and then we will have the fruit of the Spirit.
I think also something that's important to realize is that what we should learn from the law is that exactly we in ourselves cannot please God. So that's an important lesson to bring from that we should learn from the law. Now, how to please God? Well, God will be pleased when he sees his Son in our lives. That's the only way that we could please God, because there was only one man that was able to please God to the perfection, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. So when God sees in our lives his Son, then he is pleased. It's not through the law.
You know, the example was given last year, I think it was, and I heard it as a young person. It has always stuck with me. A young lady was watching a silversmith as he was working in the refining process. And there was fire there, and there was the silver ore, may have been gold, you can think of the same thing. And she asked him, how do you know when all the impurities are gone out of the silver or out of the gold? And it's exactly what you said. The man said to her, when I can see my face in the silver, I know that the work has been done. I hope that means something to you. When I'm looking at it, the fire is doing its work, and I can see my face, then I know the process is doing what it should.